Okay, we are live. I'm just going to start with a song. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Just pray for your presence upon this broadcast right now in Jesus' name. I am just a vessel of clay. And we just ask you to please bless this broadcast. And please give us the words to say what needs to be said in Jesus' name.
Thank you. my father and my mother. Forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in.
All right. It's a beautiful song. Okay. I'm just going to start praying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. He paid our punishment so that we could live this life in victory, victory over the enemy. You saw a need, Lord, and you filled that need. You became a lamb to the slaughter. You were beaten. You were mangled for us, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that sacrifice that you made. Without that, we couldn't do what we're doing right now. We couldn't do anything. We just thank you, Lord, for the resurrection. We believe that you died on that cross. You were put in a tomb. You rose on the third day. Now you're seated at the right hand of the Father. And there was over 500 witnesses of your resurrection, of you after you died on that cross. You know, whatever your situation is, the Lord's asking you right now. He's asking you, can I join? Can I join in your life? Can I give you perfect peace? You know, he desires a relationship with us more than anything. That's the whole reason Jesus came. So that, not that we could walk around powerful and, you know, yeah, he wants us to do those things. He wants us to make a spectacle of the enemy. But most importantly, he wants a relationship with you personally. And how you do this is you set time out for your day and you lift him up. Instead of lifting yourself up, you lift up Jesus. You lift up the Father. You see, we have access to the Father through Jesus Christ. And that's important. It's very important. So we're going to start battling right now. I don't have anybody on this live stream right now, but I know people are going to listen to this afterwards, and that's perfectly fine. I have everything I need right now. I have the Lord Jesus, I have the Holy Spirit, and I have the Father. It's all I need. It's all I need. They're going to guide me in this. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I put on the full armor of God, Father. I put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel of peace. And I stand armed and ready for battle. And I ask for the blood of Jesus to be placed on this armor from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I pray for the anointing to fill any gaps in the armor that there may be, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, for a warring angel for each person listening to this. And also, Father, I ask for a platoon of angels on standby to assist these angels that we are going to be using for warfare, for your kingdom. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cancel all curses, versus spells, and incantations placed against me, my friends, in Jesus' name. And I pray for Holy Spirit fire to surround them in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray the blood of Jesus on the top of their heads, the soles of their feet. And I pray the blood of Jesus over every doorpost, entrance, and window of their home. And I pray the blood of Jesus over their vehicles. And I pray the blood of Jesus over their homes, their livelihoods, their jobs, their family, and everything. We pray for protection over all those things right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for Holy Spirit fire on all enemies that come against us in Jesus' name. We pray that you expose the enemy in our life, that you expose his plans before us, that you show us what his plans are for us. And we pray for confusion in the camp of the enemy. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you place them against each other. You see, they're going to attack each other thinking they're doing their master's work, when really God the Father is in control of all this. He's mighty. He's the Most High God. He's the Ancient of Days. He's seated above all things he's created. He's seated above all those things. So, Father, now that we have armor on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, any fiery darts that have been sent from the enemy, we bind them, we cage them, we come out of agreement with them, and we command them to go back to the enemy in Jesus' name, 10 times fold. Amen. And Father God, we just pray, Holy Spirit, fire on the enemy in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire on their heads. Cluster bombs of Holy Spirit, fire in Jesus' name. And we just pray for your presence to come right now in Jesus' name. And we just pray for your perfect peace right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the Christians all over the earth right now, and all the nations. And we come into agreement with them right now, the ones that are warring right now, the ones that are that are in the secret place, the ones that are doing your will. We pray for them, Lord. We pray that you light them on fire, Lord. We pray that you light them on fire for you, that you give them a fire that no one can quench, that they won't be able to read enough of the Bible. They won't be able to tell enough people about Jesus. We just pray, Lord, that you light these Christians on fire for you, Lord, that you give them a passion for you like no other, that they won't be happy enough with just listening to a prophet of God giving a word. They want to have a personal experience with you, Lord. So we pray for a personal experience, a transformative, powerful experience from you in Jesus' name. We pray that every listener that listens to this broadcast, that they get a hunger for your word like never before, a hunger for the gospel of Jesus, a hunger for a personal relationship with Jesus. And we pray that this message will drive the enemy out of their lives, that they will have a desire to put down all those things that are, you know, preventing us from having a better relationship with you. And we're talking about sin. You know, sin, it prevents us from having that relationship with Jesus that we need to have. You know, friends, we need the Lord now more than ever right now. Man, we're headed into war. And I don't know about you, but I've never been in war before. I don't know what that looks like. But after listening to some of these prophets, man, it sounds like this war is going to be unlike anything we've ever seen. I mean, we have AI coming into the forefront. We have drones. We have all kinds of weird stuff. We have robots. I don't even know in what capacity they're going to be using this stuff. But one thing is for sure. If you're able to, you know, start stocking up on food and water, okay? It's okay to be prepared. It doesn't matter what people think about you. Just, you know, start buying some extra food, some perishable food that you can put, you know, that'll last a couple years. You know, you don't have to buy the freeze-dried food, but if you can afford it, buy some of it, you know. There's also, you can go on theprophecyclub.com and Stan Johnson. He's got lots of really good information on there about the end times, about preparing for food, and it's affordable. I mean, he's got a site called Joseph's Kitchen, and basically what that is, I mean, with this freeze-dried food, it's like $10,000 for one person for a year. But he has something, it's like a bread that you can make, and it's, you make it from scratch, right from the wheat. And this bread has like really, really high quality ingredients. And he said that his cholesterol has gone down. He's seen a lot of health benefits to this wheat. And he also said that this is a special type of wheat that is like specifically for, I don't know, this type of bread. But if you go there, you can actually get a year's worth of food for one person for like $1,000 US. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good price. But, you know, you don't have to do that. You can stock up on, you know, you can start canning foods. You can start canning food will last for, I don't even know how long, 10, 15 years. Can last in those glass jars. So you can do that, you know, and, you know, maybe plan on planting a garden this year. And, you know, think about your neighbors, think about those that aren't saved, that aren't prepared, because, you know, we're going to have food shortages. There's not going to be food in the supermarkets. It's going to be gone in minutes. A lot of these warnings are coming out right now, and they're coming out in full force. And it's not just him. It's many, many different people talking about this stuff. So, I mean, my goal for this podcast is to get you ready for spiritual warfare, to not only be ready in the spiritual realm, but in the physical realm. So, you know, there's ways of making, you can make homemade candles that will burn for days, and they just use like regular oil and like a glass jar. If you go on the internet, you can find this stuff. There's actually even people making free energy devices. I'm going to be looking into this over the next week, because I believe that this is going to be really important in the end times. There's tons of people with free energy devices all over the internet. You just got to look and you'll see it. I mean, this stuff is not advertised because obviously the rich men of this world, they don't want you to have that stuff because it takes money out of their pocket and they're all about the money. All they care about is money and power. It's foolishness. But one thing I wanted to show you was, so in Ephesians 6 armor, that's the armor that we put on. And the word shield is the Greek 2375. And the description for it says a large shield has door closure shaped. And then it says G2374. A portal or entrance opening or the faith. So what's interesting about the shield that they're talking about in Ephesians 6 armor is like a large shield, door closure shape. So the size of a door. So what comes through doors? Well, you talk about people saying, you know, you have a demonic door open in your life. So what this shield is it closes that demonic doorway that may be in your life that you may not have any idea about. And we all have those things, okay? I don't care who you are, but this world is set up for Satan, okay? And he sneaks in there through any ways necessary. You may think you have the most perfect, clean life. Trust me, you got to open doors somewhere, okay? If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus and the grace of God, we would have absolutely no way of protecting ourselves. But by the grace of God, we can be protected from these things. But we need to be wise. We need to be wise in these days. We need to be careful what we talk about. We need to be careful the words that are coming out of our mouth. It's kind of like that that movie. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. I know. But we need to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And that's a compound of 3326 and 3593. Traveling over. Example, travesty, trickery, wile, lie in wait. You see, the enemy, what he does, this is what he does. He waits kind of in the shadows, I would say, most likely the shadows. And he's got agents. He's got agents everywhere. He's got demons all over the place that do his bidding. So there's demons that will listen, that will watch you. They'll watch everything you do. They will record it and then will report to a higher demon to them. And then that higher demon too. Like, this is a very organized kingdom that he has, okay? Don't be fooled. These demons, they know the Bible better than you. They've been around for thousands of years. So don't mess around with them. And if you think that you're so far gone that Jesus can't save you, you don't know your Bible. Trust me when I say this. There has been people who have given their complete lives to Satan and have been saved by the blood of Jesus. Even those who have given everything, they've done human sacrifice, everything. Sometimes God has enough grace to save even those people. So we're also commanded to love everyone. So if you have a lot of hate in your heart and you're angry with everybody, you hate everybody, you need to really bring that to the Lord and get it cleaned up. And if you pray to the Lord, you know, an honest prayer, like, Lord, please clean up my life. Clean up my heart. He will do it. It may not happen the way that you want it to happen, but it'll happen.
And just so you know, he can use anybody, okay? You don't have to be anybody in this world. You could be a nobody. You could be a loner. You could be, you know, somebody who, you know, maybe you're riddled with like disease and, you know, you have a lot of problems, you know, maybe you have a lot of mental problems. Maybe you have like, maybe you have cancer, you know, God can heal that. He can heal that. I believe we have a God that can heal all things, but we need to get under the grace of God. We need to humble ourselves and repent of all our wicked ways. Okay. And we need to strive for holiness. Okay. But the Lord is good. So what I want to do is I want to start praying for the nations. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for the nations. We just pray for a wall of protection around Canada, around the United States, around Mexico, to keep out all the evil. And we just come into agreement with all the other Christians in the world that are praying for the protection of Canada, the U.S., of Mexico, and all these other countries. We just pray, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to flow over those nations and to touch the people who are not saved. We just pray for the lost right now. I have such a heart for the lost, you know. There's so many people who don't know Jesus. There's so many people who don't know him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for supernatural outpouring upon the unsaved. Those that, you know, you are far from them. They love the world and everything in it. They're enjoying themselves. They're playing their video games. They're drinking their beer. They're snorting their cocaine. They're going to parties. They're going to the clubs. You know, they have many, many friends. They dress in nice clothes. They have lots of money. They have the need of nothing. They just, you know, but there's something missing inside, and they know that. And what that is they're missing Jesus. They're missing Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray for all those people that are on the highway to hell. And we pray for your mercy upon them. We pray for dreams, visions, signs, wonders, anything to wake them up, Lord. We pray that you shake them, Lord. We pray for the fear of God over their heads, that shakes them, Jesus. Because it would be better for them to be fearful of the Lord than to perish and go into hell for eternity. So many people are headed there, friends. So many people. Oh my gosh. It really bothers me. I think about it all the time. Like when I'm sitting in traffic, I'm just like, Lord, how many of these people are saved? And I can guarantee that a lot of them aren't. The majority of people are not. But I think that we're coming into hard times. We're coming into war. And this is going to cause people to really look at their situation. It's going to cause them to look at what's going on around them. And I just want you to be encouraged that if you know Jesus, that is a wonderful thing. You are in a very opportune place. And especially if you're in, you know, the U.S. or Canada, we've been blessed, man. We don't realize the things that people go through in other countries. I mean, Christians in other countries are persecuted. Like, their lives are put on the line because of what they believe. We are very lucky to have what we have. So let's give praise to the Lord Jesus for that. That is just amazing. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just cancel all curses, verses, spells, and incantations in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bind and cage any demons that are attacking me or my friends. We bind them. We cage them. We place Holy Spirit fire on their heads in Jesus' name. We come out of agreement with them, and we can't command them to go to the pits of hell now in Jesus' name, to be sealed shut behind them in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your victory on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that we have. And we proclaim victory over the enemy right now in Jesus' name. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the people of the earth shall know that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. I love that scripture. I love that scripture. The Lord is good. I just pray for the presence of the Lord to be upon every listener right now in Jesus' name. And I just pray for your perfect peace, Lord. I pray for your perfect peace upon every listener in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And we just place ourselves under your will. And we just pray for your perfect will to be put in our lives, Lord. Cause us to move in the direction we need to go. Do whatever you have to do, Lord, to make us to move in those areas, the places where we need to be, the things that we need to clean up. You know, we need to clean up our lives. We need to clean up our act. We need to turn off, you know, we need to turn off the horror movies. We need to stop playing video games so much. I mean, take a break from that stuff, right? It's not going to hurt you. Put it down. Read your Bible instead for an hour. I mean, you spend hours and hours on that thing. No problem. But, you know, an hour in the Bible, or even half an hour, even 10 minutes. I mean, we got to make some sacrifices here, people. We're under attack. I don't know if you've noticed that, but we're under attack. And it's only the men and women of God that are going to be laying claim to the land. We're going to be taking back the land. Those are the people that are going to be on the front lines. So let's tell as many people about Jesus as we can. You know, let's get out there. Let's proclaim the gospel. Let's tell people about Jesus, because you know what? Otherwise, their blood is on our hands. It says that very clearly in the Bible. You know, if you've seen a fire coming and you didn't warn somebody, what good would you be? What good would you be? You know, and I think over the next month, I'm going to probably be posting more personal videos on my Facebook about what's coming on the earth. Just a warning for people so that, you know, their blood ain't on my hands. I want to warn the people that I know. And Facebook is a great way to do that. Don't worry about what people think about you. Worry about what the Lord thinks about you. And I know I'm coming from a place, trust me, I used to be afraid to even say the name of Jesus in public. But now I want everybody to know who Jesus is. I don't want anybody to be short of that. So how to preach the gospel? How do we do that? I can give you some scriptures here. Matthew 28, 2 Timothy 4, 2, John 8, verses 31 to 32, 1 Peter 3, verse 15, Titus 2, verse 1, Romans 16, verse 17, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 to 17, Hebrews 4, 12 to 13, Romans 10, 13 to 15, and James 1, verse 5 to 8. These are just some scriptures that you can use to how to preach the gospel. It basically talks about that. So every morning when you wake up, you're putting on the armor of God. Every single morning, you're putting that on. This should be the first thing you do in the morning. It's like, Father, I put on the full armor of God in Jesus' name. It can be that simple, you know, or you can list them off. Or you can say, Father, thank you for putting on the full armor of God. As friends, I want you to be equipped. Trust me. When the enemy comes, we need to be ready. We need to be equipped. We need to have, you know, scriptures ready, at the ready. That's the sword of the Spirit. That's how we combat the enemy when he comes. So we put on our full armor, right? That's the first thing we do every morning. Put on the full armor. And it wouldn't hurt, you know. It doesn't hurt. You can do whatever you want. It's your own life. But what really helps is when you put the Father first at the start of your day. And it could be 10 minutes. It could be half an hour. You know, just put him first in your life and see what happens, right? And when you do that, you will see much, much incredible things going on in your life. So another interesting thing is, the girdle of truth. So the loins, I need to look this up here. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm going to go Ephesians 6 here. I just want to have it right in front of me. So, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. So, your loins girt about with truth. So that word loins, so it's G3751, the loin, the hip, procreative power. I thought that was really interesting. And then righteousness, that is G1343 and 1342. Equity of character, specifically Christian justification, innocent, holy, absolutely or relatively. Interesting. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for protection over every person listening to this right now. And Lord, we just pray over their life, their ministry, their family, their loved ones. And we just pray for your perfect peace upon them, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you help them with their relationship with you, Lord. Help them to draw closer to you. Help them to hear the Holy Spirit and what he's trying to tell us. Help us to see you, Lord, in all aspects of our life. Help us to flow with the Holy Spirit in all areas of our life. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to see the plans of the enemy before they happen. And we just praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And another powerful thing you can do is you can say directly to Satan, say, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Get out of my life now in Jesus' name. I close all doors." Be bold. Do not fear. Greater is he that is in you that is in the world. The Lord Jesus is going to give you boldness to take on the enemy head on. And if you haven't taken a stand, now is a great time to start. If you're kind of waiting for that moment, that special moment, it's never going to come. Your moment is now. Your moment is now. When you take a stand against the enemy, when you let him know that, hey, I'm not giving in to your kingdom anymore. I don't want to be a part of your kingdom anymore. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. Trust me, he notices that. And when you start fighting against him, when you start, binding and caging the demons, when you start casting them out of your life, and you can use any words that you want for these. You just say, I come against any demon that is attacking me right now. And I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I pray the blood of Jesus on the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Don't get in conversation with them. All right. They love to have conversation with you because they get you all tied up into legalism and religious. And just don't do that. Just you talk to them directly, like you can see them as clear as day. And you just tell them. In the name of Jesus, I command you to get out of my life now in Jesus' name. And if you have the Holy Spirit in you, if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues. When you do it, you're not doing it out in public. You're not out, proclaiming on the, sidewalk, speaking in tongues. You do that, people are going to think you're freaking nuts. And I guess that's okay for some of you. I personally really don't care, but you know, for some of us, it's important that you don't do that. You know, when you speak in tongues, do it in the prayer closet, do it at home by yourself when it's you and the Lord, because it's a spiritual language between you and God. Then you are literally speaking God's presence and his will in your life in all areas. You're literally speaking the perfect prayer. So if you can pray in the Spirit for, you know, 10, half an hour, man, that'll change your life. It'll change your life. Oh, I just love the Lord so much. I love Jesus so much. He's been moving so powerfully in my life, and I give it all to him. I don't want to live my life anymore. I want to live it for the Lord from now on. It's more exciting and it's full of joy. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard at times, but I want to do the will of God. That's my heart. I want to get people equipped to fight against the enemy. Because I used to be one of those people, I didn't know how to fight. I didn't know anything about spiritual warfare. I was ignorant of it. And in fact, I was scared to even make a stand against Satan. I was. Now I'm not. I'm not afraid. Nope. I take a stand against him every day. And I always command him to get out of my life. And you can too. You can do these things. It's possible. You know? With Jesus, all things are possible. You know, there's actually a scripture. It says, it's Matthew somewhere. It says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I really don't think that we understand that scripture fully. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for... I'm here in North Korea. I don't know why I'm hearing that. I just pray for North Korea. And we pray for all the people in North Korea. We pray for all the Christians in North Korea. Because, Lord, we know that there's Christians there. We know there's Christians there. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to fall upon them. We pray for your mighty, mighty presence to be upon them. And we pray for you to comfort them and to give them joy, peace, and to just guide them, Lord, to do your will. We pray for your kingdom purpose to be on their life in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all things. Thank you for the good things. Thank you for the bad things. Thank you for all things in our life, Lord. You've given those things to us, and we just thank you. We may not understand our situation, but Lord, we just give you praise. We praise you, Father. You are the Most High God. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the cornerstone the builders rejected. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You were the God of David. You took David, that little shepherd boy, and he slew a giant with a rock and a sling. And Lord, you're going to do those things in our life. We believe that in Jesus' name. We believe that you're turning us into mighty warriors and soldiers for you. And we believe, Father, that you're giving us boldness like a lion to face the enemy head on. And today we say no. No, you're not moving forward in my life at all. I cast you out of my life now in Jesus' name. And we pray, Holy Spirit, fire on the enemy in Jesus' name. May they burn and scream in agony in Jesus' name. You see, the enemy, they have no mercy, okay? And I know as us Christians, we can be pretty ignorant of a lot of things. And I think it's important to know that who our God is. So who is your God? You know, start going through your Bible and try and figure out like who is the Father, and you'll get a good sense of who you're serving. He's mighty in all that he does. He is so mighty in all that he does. So powerful. He's above all things. Wouldn't you rather serve him than somebody who's already defeated? Satan's already defeated. He's already defeated. He's headed to the lake of fire, and he knows it. He's just trying to take as many people he can with him, and he doesn't care who gets in his way. So know this. You're doing the will of God. If you're putting God first in your life, you have nothing to fear. We pray for your perfect peace, Lord, upon every listener that's listening to this, in Jesus' name. And we pray for guidance, Lord, in all our footsteps. We just pray, Lord, that we may not be able to see what's ahead of us. But we pray, Lord, that you just give us the faith to put our full and complete faith in you. That even when we feel like all hope is lost, that, Lord, you give us hope. And we just direct our eyes on you. And we thank you, Lord, for everything. We thank you for, you know, if we have a roof over our head, we thank you for that. If we have a vehicle to drive, we thank you for that as well. If we have a really good paying job, we thank you for that as well. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you. I don't think we thank you enough. And we just praise you, Father. You are so holy. You are so good. You are perfect in all your ways. You are beautiful. You are majestic. You are peaceful. You are loving. You are caring. Praise you, Father. You are the Most High God. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. You're beyond all time and space. You're above all dimensions in this world. You are so good. That is why we worship you. That is why we give you praise. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the tests. Thank you for the trials that make us stronger, that make us more focused on you. That make us realize we need you in all areas of our life, not just bits and pieces. And we just thank you, Father, for moving in our lives so powerfully. Thank you, Father. Thank you for moving in our families' lives. Thank you for the children that you have blessed us with. Thank you for the loved ones that we have. Thank you for all the believers in Jesus and the ones that don't believe. Thank you for giving us the capacity to love others like you loved the earth. You sent Jesus to die on the cross, your only son. What a sacrifice that is. He gave up his entire life. He lived a perfect, sinless life because he wanted to do the Father's work. And you see, Jesus was in complete communication with the Father. And I believe that in this day, we should be able to do the same thing. That's something I'm personally striving for, and I hope you're striving for too. Because we're coming into some very uncharted territories. We're facing the tribulation. I believe we're right at the door. There's also an eclipse that's going to happen across the United States this year. And actually what it does is the eclipse, the way that it travels, it actually creates an X over the United States. There was another eclipse that happened, I don't know if it was in 2020 or 2019 or 2020 or whatever, but combined with the pattern or the direction of that eclipse and then the one in 2024, it creates an X over the United States. I don't know about you, but that kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, so to speak. We just praise you, Father. We praise you because you are, your ways are not our ways. that we need you, Lord. We need you in all areas of our life. And we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for your perfect peace. Thank you for your presence. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. I just love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. You are so good. You are the one that sets the captives free. That's why I love you. You are the God that can cast out all demons. That's why I love you. You're the one who can even fix and repair and give us a new heart when ours is wounded and hurt. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you for the work on the cross. Praise you for everything good and bad you've done in my life and all my friends' lives. Because we know everything's done for a purpose. And we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the 12 apostles. Thank you for Paul. Thank you for Peter, Mark, Luke, John. Thank you for all of them, Lord. They were trailblazers. They were after your heart. And Lord, I'm after your heart. I'm after your heart, Jesus. I don't want this world. I want you, Lord. I want you, Jesus. I don't want anything else. I want you. I want to do your will. I want you. I want you to move powerfully in my life. And I want to share with the world. I want everybody to know who you are. I want everybody to know that you have the power to change their situation in the blink of an eye. Father, I pray for an increase of faith of every listener that ever listens to this. I pray that you just increase their faith till they overflow to the point that they can't contain themselves, that they need to start declaring things. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our wonderful counselor that guides us on this journey of life, that gives us all the information we ever need. We just need to tune into the flow of the Holy Spirit. How do we do that? Well, we can do that by journaling. And just tune into the Holy Spirit and just start writing. Some of the stuff might be from you, but as you do this, it'll start to flow more and more and more, and it'll be more accurate. But yeah, the Lord is so good. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And just thank you, Lord, for this time together. I'm going to close out in a song. And I'm not sure which one, but let's just see here. The Heavens Declare. I think this is a good one. Okay. So if you have any prayer requests, just put them in the chat and I'll pray for you right now. Anything you're going through. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for your perfect peace. We pray for your guidance in all that we do. We pray for a warring angel to be positioned over all of us in Jesus' name. And we just pray for the will of God to be done in our lives. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've given us. All the good things and all the bad, because we can learn from everything. And Lord, please give us the capacity to love everybody, to love others more than maybe we even love ourselves. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for your perfect peace. Thank you for the work on the cross. Thank you for your ability to just cut through all the noise. And then we just pray for a focus on you and your presence. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind any demons that are coming against me or anybody who listens to this, I bind, I cage them, I command them to go now in Jesus' name. You have no place here. This is the Lord's space, and this is a protected and holy space in Jesus' name. And I place Holy Spirit fire on your head, and I command you to go now to the pits of hell, now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we just pray for protection over every person's thoughts, their purpose, their destiny, and everything that you have planned for them. We pray for your will in our life, not our own. We place ourselves under the grace of God. We pray for boldness like a lion to go out and to attack the enemy. Not just about defense, but about offense. Pushing back against him to let him know who we serve. Who do I serve? We serve a mighty God. A mighty God. And I pray, Lord, that you light everybody who listens to this on fire for you. A mighty passion that no one can quench. That they won't be able to stop reading their Bible. They won't be able to stop telling people about Jesus. That they will have dreams and signs and wonders and visions. And we pray and believe that this is possible. We pray and believe that you can do this. We have the faith to believe. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for the full armor of God that you're putting on us right now. And we take that authority and we command the devil to leave now in Jesus' name. We command him to leave now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, devil, and we command you to get out of our lives now in Jesus' name. We will not be afraid, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We make our stand now in Jesus' name. We stand for the kingdom of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years, and we are going to be part of that. We are going to be part of the most powerful days on earth. And if you are a believer in Jesus, he's going to use you for his will. And you're going to witness powerful, amazing things that even the people in the Acts, getting my words crossed here, the apostles, the apostles were, they wanted to be part of these days because they knew the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was going to be great, just like it was in Acts. I mean, but a lot of them, they got to spend time with Jesus. And, just because we can't see him doesn't mean he's not there. He's right there with you right now in Jesus' name. So I'm going to close in a song. And, so I hope this podcast blessed you. I will continue to pray for everybody that listens to this, and I pray for the peace of God to be upon you. I pray for the will of God to be upon your life. And I just, I pray and believe that God's going to move you and use you in a mighty way.
My soul in you, my God. just look upon.